In your file, you have written proponent testimony from the Kansas Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, neutral testimony from the Attorney General. Anyone else here? Oh, you want to speak? Come on up, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee. I will try to keep my comments relatively brief because those who have come before me have said a lot of wonderful things already. I just want to articulate from the Kansas Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, there are 26 programs to provide domestic violence and sexual assault advocacy across the state, that we are in strong support of this bill. We have seen this as an issue, seen this play out, and definitely recognize the connection between missing and murdered Indigenous women and domestic and sexual violence. Around one-fifth of those 506 identified cases were related to domestic or sexual violence. So there's a strong connection here about between those issues. So we talked a lot about what we know and what we need to know, and it seems that we have an ethnic population in our state, but also in our nation, that seems to be literally dying and disappearing. And the question of why has come up, and I think that's exactly what we need to get to, with some research, education, data collection, all of these pieces. So several other states have, in just the last year or two, or yesterday, it sounds like, passed laws to help to do exactly that, exactly what needs to be done. And I would say this most humbly, and as a white woman, that I think that there's been problems with how Native people and Indigenous people have been treated historically in our country. And I would not forgive myself if I didn't sort of comment on this after the question from, I'm sorry, Representative Carmichael, that seems that we're living out some of that legacy. And that we now experience the horrible consequences of, wiping out people's entire heritage and treating people like they were less than human. And, all of the people living within the boundaries of this state should have crimes against them investigated and pursued. And if this were, I just have to say, and again, I say this humbly, but if this were 506 middle-class white women or girls who are missing, I don't know that this issue would be before us today. I would stand for questions.
Any questions? Representative Carver.
Thank you, and I appreciate the distinction you just made. And I hope neither you nor anybody thought when I referred to genetic that I was saying that
I think
it was cause. In fact, I really appreciate Ms. Oman's use of the words that I didn't feel comfortable in using in describing those stereotypes. So thank you for bringing that up.
Thank you.